הכלל הראשון בחוכמת הקבלה,
the first rule in the wisdom of Kabbalah, is that all of creation is one system. It gets divided into four parts according to the letter Havaya. Still vegetative animals speaking, whether they're bodily, spiritual, corporeal, it's altogether one system. In order for us to recognize this system and truly be in its upper degree, the degree of speaking, in the highest possible degree of it, we would need to move from the shattering to the correction, and to feel in this correction all the stages of the shattering, and against them all the stages of correction. At which point all of creation ends, and all the corrections in one system, one beautiful great system, which includes within it a system called Adam, the soul. But in order to get to know this system, to come to the degree of Adam, meaning to be similar to the Creator, which is why Adam is called so, we need with our own volition, our own forces, to feel each and every state along the way. This is why special souls are given an opportunity by the Creator to unite in tens, because that's a complete parzuf, 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. And there, in the small 10, in a sort of mini world, we can examine, study, feel, understand, and prepare oneself to be an Adam. As everything eventually concentrates into the work of connection. And it's spoken of on all kinds of levels, all kinds of languages. Love thy friend as thyself. Don't do unto your friend that which you is hated on you, and more and more. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah reveals to us. Therefore, it was prohibited to reveal it before humanity got ready to feel the sensation of the shattering. And from the time of the Ari onwards, this period of time began, and we are already, according to what's defined by Baal HaSulam, in the period of the days of the Messiah already. This is why it's on us to implement the correction. Everything is ready for this. Even though we could say that we are the first of the last generation, but nevertheless, everything has been prepared. And all this work depends on us. We can see to what extent today it's spreading all around the world. We can see how the whole world is deteriorating and is showing us all how despicable and lowly and despaired we are. And it's clear to everyone that none of us has the possibility to even know, somewhat recognize at all, what's the way and what we need to do. And life is like that. We're living from day to day, not even for tomorrow. And specifically, in such times, such states, the group arises which does think that it has something to say, that knows how to move forward, what to do with itself and with the world. They also understand that they don't understand that much. They feel that they don't feel quite, but it's in their hands. It's the best possible state that was given to us in order to complete creation. This is why I am very happy that we are meeting this way in such a large forum where there's truly no room in this hall. And let's hope that with our prayer, with the connection between us, we are going to advance to the implementation of the goal. Especially, I want to show my respect to the women who have arrived. This is a big and very respectable part, and it's very good that we have such a strong and powerful one in Bnei Baruch. So let's study several verses that have to do with the purpose of society, with the connection between us, and how through the connection we come to the correction of the world, how specifically it's on us to do this, and how to do it specifically in our times. And later, maybe there will be questions and answers if you want, and more. Also, maybe a little bit of workshops we might do. We will try. Please.
Excerpt number one from the writings of Rabash, Article 1, The Purpose of Society. This is why we've been gathered here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through a revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal.
For the Shekhinah,
divinity, to be among us.
Yes, I think we all want this, to reveal the Creator between us. We understand that He can be only between us specifically, meaning through connection. As we try to do so, that the nature of connection, the intensity and power of connection will be similar to Him, at least on the first degree that He needs to be revealed. That's what we long for, that first degree of revelation of the Creator out of all together 125 degrees. It's within our power. We deserve it. We have done sufficient efforts for it. What we lack is just another, a little more act of unity, of connection, and it will happen. I really hope that we're approximating it and coming truly to it. What does he say? That each and every one needs to be, on one hand, in lowliness, and it feel lowly. Lowly because we recognize our nature. And on the other hand, we have to be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society in which each of us has but a single goal: for divinity, Shekhinah, to be amongst us. If we concentrate our desires, our intentions, our aspirations, certainly it will happen. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 2, make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. 2. Those people agree to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages who said, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
We are on the first corporeal degree. What is demanded of us is whether we can appreciate the spiritual ascent more than our corporeal state. That's altogether. If we can prefer spirituality over corporeality, it's not that we're leaving this world and running away from something. No. But within us, in the way we appreciate, the way we prefer, if we can do it so that spirituality, the connection between us, is more important to us than our corporeal lives, even though we observe them with all that is needed. So if we were to prefer it that way, by this, we raise ourselves to the first spiritual degree. This is why we don't need more than this, just concentrate a little on our intention, our thoughts, and appreciate connection more than our regular current corporeal state. And then from that we will be able to rise to the first spiritual degree and feel the beginning of the soul. So what does he say here? Those people who agree to unite into a single group, that engage in love of friends. And this is because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. Because it's known from the maxim of our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. This is why each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of others, and they can unite around that. Only importance, only to put attention onto importance, so that corporeality will be just a little less than spirituality, in point. And that's enough for us to start feeling spirituality. And it all depends on the environment, as we learn. So the environment needs to be as large as possible, as strong as possible, as united as possible, where each helps the other, and we always speak of the greatness of the friends and the society, the greatness of our work and the greatness of our teachers, especially Rashbi, the Ari, Bala Sulam, and Rabash. And this is how we will advance. It all depends on the reason, the opinion of the environment. The more spirit I get from them, this is how I will go. There's nothing else here. We already learned with you what our choice depends on. It's the choice in a society, and that's what we must do. So let's hold on to this more, please.
Excerpt number 3 from Rabash's Purpose of Society 2. We need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, to be integrated in one another. Each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friend can no longer unite with them.
How? This is a workshop question. How can we define such orders between us so that we will always hear from our friends praise for the environment, to the extent in which it helps, to the extent in which it supports, the extent in which it holds me in spirituality above corporeality, how much I'm assisted by it in hard situations, difficult situations, how we will be able to awaken one another for the praise of the society. Because altogether, to the extent of the praise of the society, a person begins to receive from them the greatness of the Creator. And then that's what takes him out, raises him to the spiritual degree. So how do we do that? Please. How do we hold the greatness of the society, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the group, at a height that will help us truly be above the ground? Please.
What can I add?
Rav, let us think and tell the ten. Each will tell his group what he's missing in order to attain spirituality. Simple. And whether others that he's telling them about are willing to supply that to him. Let's go.
Every day there's a morning lesson. Every Friday you have a meal. It's comfortable.
Rav, maybe the matter is not in me and not in my environment, but in the Creator. Why are we still in some awaiting between heaven and earth? Maybe our address, our appeal is not necessarily to him in our prayer that's missing here. Eventually, everything has to end with a demand to the Creator, with a prayer. What are we missing in order to break out with that? Please.
need for the Creator. And either
Rav, maybe in order to turn to the Creator, we're lacking the feeling of importance of the Creator, as we don't remember him, and therefore, and if we do, it's just from time to time. We don't really feel like he's on top of us, pressuring us, waiting, expecting. How can we develop that yearning, that feeling, that thirst towards him, so that he will help? So that, first of all, we will feel that he's in our lives. And also in such a way that he's ready for our address towards him. How can we develop such an attitude? The greatness of the Creator. How is that possible? This keeps us from praying, and we really need to understand that only the appeal as a prayer will help us, will save us. Please. How do we attain the greatness of the Creator? Why aren't you asking for them?
So, it's clear to us how to turn to the Creator or not? No, it's not clear? So we have to talk about it some more. I have nothing to add, because this is what we're lacking, only this. And it's written about it in many places. The ear is listening. All that's missing from us is the deficiency and the plea. Even not so much the deficiency. The main thing is to turn to him. How do we build such a system that allows us to be in prayer constantly? Like what the Ramchal students did. They were in this unending duty. How do we initiate an unstoppable, continuous prayer until he answers? Please.
I'm also.
Our prayer cannot be strong enough because we are weak. Our prayer cannot be true because we can't really desire, spirituality, bestowal, love, soul devotion, and so on, so forth. Our prayer is like with little kids. They succeed because they never stop nagging. Right? So that's what we need to do. Meaning not with with force, not with this sudden eruption or from within the heart. Those things, as much as we do it, it will always be something that's unreal, unnatural, not 100%. But 100% is certain we can do one thing, 100% of the time. Because this is something we can measure. So we need to be on guard so that all the time, at least a part of the 10, or maybe from several tens, is in duty, is on duty for of prayer and prays for the others. How will we learn how to pray for everyone? And for each ten, to, you know, when it takes its spot in the schedule, we will succeed. At least like kids who never let go. And in that, we will succeed. How do we do it? Please. Think about it. Talk about it.
But it's always in my background.
La 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 la
Excerpt number 6 from our source materials. Rabash says, if a society is established with certain people, and when they gathered, there must have been someone who wished then to establish specifically this bunch. Certainly, he would have sorted out those people that were suitable for each other. In other words, each of them had a spark of love of others. But the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. Hence, now too, even when he is spying on them, he should overcome and say, as all of them were of the one mind, and they must walk on the path of love of others. When the society was established, so it is now. And when everyone judges his friends favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame.
That's why we understand. We need to understand. We need to believe that it is the Creator who assembled us. There is none else besides Him. No one. As it's written, no one is even moving even his tiny finger if it's not coming from the heavens, let alone assembling such a group that will work on attaining the Creator and give Him contentment and attaining Him. So we have to understand that each and every friend, woman friend, each and every one as one, are truly were chosen by the Creator, and that's how we need to relate to each and every one, like to the Creator. The friend should appear in my eyes in this way. The Creator gave him to me as a gift, because by connecting with Him, I can attain the Creator. Hence, there has to be here the greatness of the society, the greatness of the friends, and from them to the greatness of the Creator, then it will be attainable. How do we develop this sensation? It's truly this fact that we are a special society, connected from above by an upper force, where each and every one was brought from afar and placed him here, gave him a desire, patience to be here together with us. How should we then thank the Creator for giving me such friends? Please. How do we express gratitude to the Creator for bringing me such friends? Not the other way around. Clear? Thank you. Thanks to the Creator that He brought me.
We can... La 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 la
חיים עלולים חזקים על אותם שערים שסותמים את הלב כל הזמן מפרידים כל הזמן מרחיקים ממי שאת הכל מסובב מדרגה מדרגה מחזיקים מתגברים ודורשים את הכוח לחזור פתאום עלולים נעשים לפתחים והחור שחופך לא לאות מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה לי 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 עד שמלא השיער כל כדור וכדור שפוגע בלב מעורר מצוצי אהבה ועוד מאמץ לחיבור הנקודות מעלה בליבנו תפילה ושוב מנעולים נעשים לפתחים ויזרמו נחלם שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה פרדה על המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה לילה
ושאלתי האחרונה.
And my last question. Please sit down. Take your seats.
שאלה האחרונה היא.
My last question is, with what are we coming out of here back to, as we go back home and back to our lives? Please explain to everyone, to each other, and stand behind your word. With what are we coming out of this evening?
Los Angeles, Turkey, I don't know who. Okay, friends, I want to invite to the stage several beloved friends, Dani Chaimovich, Gilad Nahari, and Bior Gur, if you could join us. Speak. It's moving.
Good evening, friends. It's a very emotional. It's very emotional when you stand here. You feel it immediately above the words. Everything we learned in this amazing lesson, amazing evening. what is the importance of the friends, what is the importance of the Creator, and mostly to come out of here with huge gratitude in the heart and a lot of love and a desire to pass it on as much as possible. Such evening, such occasion truly demonstrates the foundation of our society, of our special path, which is the unity of friends, society, connection, where the Creator has selected everyone here, and also we have the study and the Rav and the books here, and another pillar that helps us realize it is dissemination. So we have now many events, many activities, but right now we have a summer campaign, and we wanted to ask everyone's help, first of all in your thoughts and your intentions here in Israel, friends in the world, Kli. Think about it. All of us together should think that we succeed and help other points in the heart to reveal themselves and to answer their deficiencies, and not only in thought but also in action. There's room for each friend to bestow in however he sees fit. In every group there are people who are in charge of dissemination. Please turn to them. Together we'll be able to realize our path properly. L'chaim, friends. Thank you.
טוב, אתם כבר מכירים את הפנים שלי, שאני עומד פה, אני מדבר על הארכיון, על מערכת הקשר בינינו.
All right, you already know my face here. If you see my face, I'm talking about the archive. For 2 years I've been dealing with this, and it's always special, hot, special to see you all contributing to this, with your time, with your thoughts, with your prayers, and your great contributions. We're getting many contributions from the groups in Israel, and thanks to you, we're doing the unbelievable. Yes, you deserve those applause. Well, we have here, I recognize many faces, many of my students. There are many who don't. Who doesn't know what the system of connection between us? Raise your hand. Inbal? Nadav? Yoram? More and more. Who doesn't know? Wonderful. So in short, the system of connection between us is actually the concentration of the factory of the lifelong dissemination work of his life, of Rav Lightman and of ours. This archive of thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of files, of lessons, of transcripts, and everything that you learn is there. The system of connection between us is made of many systems. And most of them you don't even know. The whole simultaneous translation, the broadcast, the filming, all the files that are moved around here, all the maintenance of the infrastructure, the servers, we have servers all around the world. There's communication lines all around the world. The system of connection between us is a unique system that has yet to be invented, that connects people above time, language, space, and time to the same place. And we're building this together with you, so l'chaim to you, and thank you. I have two more pages. Okay, so a few details that would be interesting for you. Every day, more than 8,000 people enter Kabbalah Media to consume files. And last year, over 300,000 people took, it's 100,000 more than the year before that. We're seeing amazing growth in the downloading and consumption of these files. The most interesting detail is that 80% of the consumers are new friends. It's not you. Meaning that in our contributions, in our efforts, we're opening it up to new circles, and it's amazing. And we're just in the beginning. Okay. I'll start it. So an update from the field is that we're working now on the next version of the system of connection between us, which is about to serve you more, to give you all the possibilities that are possible. But it's a lot of effort, a lot of work, so a little bit of patience, but you will receive updates as we continue. The last update, lately I understand, and I assume most of you have noticed, we opened the online campus, which is online campus studies in Hebrew. It's from the efforts of the and the monies that we got from the contributions. Today we have more than 2,500 new students, new friends in the online courses there. Okay. I will conclude here. Rav, I have a question. How, after this evening has exploded from the relationship between friends, all the contributions, its times, its efforts, its thoughts, How can you thank them?
That's your problem. You're getting it. Your department. I don't know. I didn't get even hear a thank you. You want money. But in truth, the department is very special. Very, very special department. They've done something that I've been dreaming about for years. I've been yelling about it for the last 10 years. And it came out well. They succeeded. We have everything we want, everything we've been through, every form of media, it's all ready for use in all languages, from all sides, and completely autonomous, doesn't belong to anything. The whole world can shut down. Our internet specifically will work, truly so.
Cab1.com.
So I'm truly grateful to them. As usual, if Nahari is talking, he's asking for money. So let's help him. There's a way to donate.
Of course, there's a booth outside with Shimon and Noma and many other friends out there. There's a site, cab1.com. You can go now on your mobile phones all around the world, by the way. You can go there in all the languages. You can contribute each as much as you can. Even if it's one shekel, it's worthwhile. This effort is not counted in money. It's counted in a special relationship and attitude that we accumulate to the system of connection between us that's making a change in the world. We can see this practically, how circles are opening all around the world. We know we're going to travel home. We're going to stop for a cup of coffee, a croissant. So instead of eating that croissant, you can leave here your 20, 30, 50 shekels in the booth, and that's it. Now, the finale, the system of connection between us is not the technology and its infrastructures, it's the people of the organization of Bibo. So first of all, the people here. There are several people here from the world. There are people from America and from Europe and from Russia who came to this evening. They're sitting there. And when I said that, it's not just like that, because the infrastructure of this system is women, which are everywhere. There are dozens of women that are transcribing every lesson, editing every lesson. There are dozens of women that are cataloging all the files. There are many, many women that are working on content and on creation of content and video and whatnot. And probably the beautiful newspaper that you made and many other things that were awaiting us. So thank you, dear women. You are the system of connection between us.
Okay, such a beautiful event has to end with a flower, I think. Such an event has to end with a with softness. No, that's it. Very well. We're going to end this evening. I'm going to continue Gilad's words. Deep gratitude to the amazing women of the Israeli Kli, the heart and the arms and legs, almost everything. It's the women. The women give us so much inspiration and strength and everything we need in order to advance. So to each and every one of you, as you come out of the hall, there's a flower waiting for you and a greeting card from the bottom of our heart. Thank you so much. Song.
המוניה זה כולנו יחד, לצמוח ולגדול בלי פחד. המוניה זה אתה, אתה ואני, שיוצרים את מנגינת החיים. המוניה, סימנים של זכרה לקראת הטוב. המוניה, גלים מתמזגים על קו החוף. המוניה, אנחנו כמו קליטים על הפסנתר, שחורים ולבנים לב אל לב נתחבר. אמוניה, אמוניה זה כולנו יחד, לצמוח ולגדול מפחד. אמוניה זה אתה ואני שיוצרים את מנגינת החיים. אמוניה זה כולנו יחד, מתמזגים למז'ור אמוניה בערבות הדדית האושר יחזור. אמוניה מיתרים של שמחה מתנגדים בתבל, לבבות מתחברים בישראל. אמוניה זה כולנו יחד, לצמוח ולגדול מפחד. אמוניה זה אתה ואני שיוצרים את מנגינת החיים.
בואו נשיר ביחד.
הרמוניה זה כולנו יחד,
ביחד
שמוח ולגדול מפחד. הרמוניה זה
חברים וחברות, איזה ערב היה לנו ביחד!